Hi, my name is Catherine Jill Wilson. I am a child of the one true king, and I've been set free from addiction to drugs and alcohol, childhood sexual abuse, depression, anxiety, smoking, suicidal thoughts, and anything else Satan will try to suck me into. I just have to let go and let God. Growing up in a Catholic church and school didn't mean I was saved. I've always known about God, and I grew up hearing stories from the Bible, but I didn't come to know God as my Father until about 7 years ago. After getting pulled over with my 5-year-old son and a friend and his 3-year-old daughter on our way to sell drugs, I was arrested. My son was taken back to Duluth by the police and given to his father. My mom's car was taken to the impound lot, and I was taken to jail. I thought it was the end of life itself. My son was and still is my world, and I let drugs come before him. I was right. That was the end of that life. During my 23 days in jail, I read the first book of the Left Behind series. I was convinced that my mother, my brother, and my son would all be in heaven without me. The thoughts that went through my mind were so convicting that I knew God was reaching out to me. As soon as I read that book and started to read the Bible, I no longer felt the constant desire to fill a hole with drugs and alcohol. My mother had been praying for me for many years. Through every scary phone call, every time I disappeared, through a car accident that very nearly took my life, and she was the one who led me in prayer to give my life to Jesus. I did the rest of my time in jail, went to celebrate recovery. I stayed sober, went to church, I got baptized. I went to court for my parental rights to be reinstated, and I followed through with a visitation plan recommended by the court and social services. After almost a year of supervised visits for only 2 hours a week at a visitation center, I was granted partial custody of my son. His father kept primary custody and placement because of my mistakes. Although we don't always see eye to eye, I am grateful that Evan's dad was able to be there when I wasn't. For a short period of time, I did stop turning things over to God, and I fell back into old habits. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I do remember the overwhelming feeling of conviction, not guilt, that came over me. I will never use drugs or alcohol again. There is no room in my life for those things. There isn't enough time in one day to share every experience that God has used for my good in his and his glory, so I chose just a few to share with you today. A year or so after I got out of jail, my niece's mother called my probation officer's boss as she was arrested for assaulting me. The Douglas County Probation Office did not contact the Wood County Police Department, so they had no idea what actually happened. The general rule says that if there is police contact while you're on probation, the person on probation goes to jail. Since my probation officer, who knew me and eventually did stick up for me, was out of the office for a week for New Year's, I went to jail. I was upset and I was confused. Why was I in jail when I did nothing wrong? Why was I in jail when I was supposed to be sharing my cardboard testimony during a Celebrate Recovery New Year's Eve celebration? I didn't think I belonged there. After getting over the initial shock, I asked for a Bible. The jailer brought me an anti-Christianity book instead, talking about spirituality. And I finally recognized that the entire situation was just another one of Satan's schemes. I politely requested an actual Bible, and the jailer obliged. While I was in jail, I read the Bible, and I prayed. I tried to keep to myself, except when I had the chance to share what I was reading with anyone who asked. I met a girl named October in this way. She told me it didn't seem like I belonged there, and she asked me what made me so different than all of the other girls that were there. After I told her that Jesus was the reason, she told me about herself. She had children she hadn't seen in months, whom she missed dearly. She was an addict, and she was in jail for robbery and theft. I prayed for her and for her children, and when I left 3 days later, I brought the letters to them that she had written. To be honest, I didn't know how her story would go. I went on with my life and only looked back at that experience in wonder. Sometime later, I met my husband, Corey, at a women's lunch at the River Church. Again, that's where we went to celebrate recovery. He was serving with some other Teen Challenge guys. For once in my life, I was speechless. One of my pastors, Bell Nelson, even introduced him to me as my future husband. Yeah, right, I thought. I am not getting married. Well, God kept putting Corey and I in the same groups and meetings, and we started dating. Corey graduated from Teen Challenge. He proposed. We got married. And we had Destiny almost exactly 10 months later. While I was pregnant with Destiny, Corey and I went to celebrate recovery at the River Church again for the first time since I moved here. A woman approached me there and asked me if I remembered her. I said I wasn't sure. I tried not to be nervous that she was someone from my past. She said, "My name is October. We met in jail. You told me about God, about celebrate recovery, and about sobriety." I was astonished. She went on to tell me about God's miraculous work in her life. She was sober. She had her kids back. She had given her life to the Lord, and she was married to a pastor. That was the first time God let me see clearly that he had used me in someone else's life and that I really do matter. I'll never forget that feeling. I know that my purpose in this life is to give God glory. I'm far from perfect, but I do try to do that when I remember. I get off track sometimes, but God loves me and he wants to use me anyway. I simply must be willing to let him. One more quick story. While Corey and I were mowing a lawn with huge biting ant piles everywhere, it started to rain. We had to get this lawn done, so we both just kept mowing. I put my head down to keep the rain from getting in my eyes, and I started to get frustrated. And then I noticed the ant pile I had just mowed over. God immediately opened my eyes to see that the rain was for me. Those biting ants don't go out into the rain, even when a lawnmower goes over their hill. I started loudly singing praise, and I continued to mow. Just as I went over the last ant hill, the rain stopped. A beautiful double rainbow showed up in the sky. God cares enough about me that he made it rain just long enough to get past the anthills. He cares about October enough that he placed me in jail to reach her for him. The next time we're in the middle of something we think is unbearable or even just a little bit annoying, let's try to remember his promises. From Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Praise be to God for my journey through life. Thanks be to God for my family and his saving me that I may be used by him. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing the love of Christ with my husband, my children, and I. And God bless you.
Tom Young will be bringing us our next testimony. Tom has been has taken the job of cleaning our church and has been doing that for the last 6 months or so. Anyway, 3-4 months anyway. Tom, thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. All right, my testimony. I tried real hard to have it all written out and go over it, and every time I got to the end of it, I was missing something. But the main point isn't, I ain't up here for my glory. I'm up here for God's glory and what he's done in my life. To get to that point, I need to speak a little bit about where I've been and what I've been through. Through life, my parents were divorced when I was 4, which is fine. They did the best they could. I'm blessed to have parents. At the age of 9, I was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. It's a connective tissue disorder. Affects everything from the heart to the joints to the eyes. From the age of 9, before that, I had lots of friends. Got along with pretty much everybody in school. Matter of fact, a lot of them friends are either successful or they're married and they got multiple children going to church. But this is really when I feel the spirit of rejection or non-acceptance started to grasp hold. Losing my friends. I wasn't in regular Phi Ed. Trying to sign up for football, the coach wouldn't even come and talk to me, which is fine. I understand that now, and I forgive him for it. Deer class came, and I was, there's a workbook, you know, they got all the kids there that peer pressure, there's a group of kids peer pressuring other kids. It's great. It's a great program. If you weren't Tom Young, didn't have much friends. One thing I noticed with all these kids, they were never alone. I wanted to be just like them. The baggy clothes started. During the second day of dare class, standing in a circle of 10 kids, I was passing out cigarettes. Progressed from cigarettes to alcohol to marijuana. For a few short years, I was the go-to kid for cigarettes or alcohol or what have you. It gave me the feeling of acceptance, like I was belonged, like I was needed, a false feeling of hope and love, far from the truth. Age 14, I set the sprinkler system off in the school, in the bathroom right after it was remodeled. But during this time, so I got expelled, went to detention center, come back, did some graffiti, vandalism. I went to treatment. I turned 17 and, let's see, I got to back up here a little bit. 16 years old, I got my license. A month later, something like that. I should have got it on my birthday, I figured. Anyways, my mother got life flighted. I had to drag her to the hospital. I was 16 years old. I didn't know until recent how I was able to pick my mother up off the ground, put her in a blazer, and drive her to the hospital. Eyes rolling back in her head. I know that was God. Today I know that was God. But to continue on with my story, I continue with drugs and alcohol. I moved out of town when I was 19. I was introduced to methamphetamines. A lot of people in addiction, they call methamphetamines the other girl or the other guy, so to speak. And what happened there is God continued to bless me. My grandfather died. He was about the only man that really believed in me, so I felt. Financed my first car, cash out of his pocket. Multiple things, his blessings were endless. But he passed on, and my meth use went from 50 sacks to ounces in a matter of a week. I had to plan his funeral, hired in a kite. I don't know how I could have done it, but the church family in Hovland and the community helped me. Once again, the power of God. He's seen through my mishaps and through my struggles. So through this life of mine of having false hope and false love, I continued to use. I didn't know how to reach out. I didn't know how to quit. Methamphetamines was my life. It was my other girlfriend. God blessed me with a 3-bedroom house, 2 beautiful children that I just recently got back into my life. Just recently, them had spending the night overnight. Thank God, by God's grace only. So through my addiction, not only was I blessed with a 3-bedroom house, the woman that I thought was the love of my life, 5 cars in the driveway. I thought I had it all. Life was a success, so I thought. I continued to use heavier and heavier. Since 2015, I was arrested 6 times, twice for felony fleas, which would have been possession tickets, which are also felonies. I ended up with 4 other possession tickets, felony possession tickets of methamphetamines. I didn't know how to set it down. I'd get out, I'd want to do right, but it was always there for me. My last time I was arrested, I went to Bible study in Lake County Jail. A good friend of mine here was definitely praying for me. There's a lot of you guys praying for me. I hit my knees and I prayed. I was looking at 27 months of prison. And this was maybe 13 months ago. I was looking at 27 months of prison. Come back from Bible study in the jail cell, hit my knees, crying with a puddle of tears beneath my feet or beneath my face. I cried out to God, "Please, Lord, let me see the color of my children's eyes before a year's up." Within a week, I was going to Teen Challenge, a 13-month program. No sight or chance of seeing my kids before that 13 months was up. I was losing faith fast. The second week in Teen Challenge, I was spiritually baptized. The spirit of rejection was casted out of me. I felt the love that I've never felt and could never be touched or taken from me. It was beautiful. 3 months later, I was medically discharged for a lower aneurysm in my lower aortic artery. And within 10 months, not only did I fill out the paperwork to get to see my children, I got to see the color of my girl's eyes within that 10 months. It was a prayer that was answered, and He's continued to bless me every day. Every day I can remember to get out of the way and not be God, or not try to be God. He's blessed me from the job at church to my little hoverboard I don't ride no more, because once again I've been blessed with an electric bicycle. As soon as I get out of the way and say, "Lord, I don't know, it's out of my hands, it's all You. This is what comes of it." Thank you all. It's been a blessing to share my story. There's a lot more I could share, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Amen.